I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
As a proud born and bred North Carolinian, I thought I knew a lot about my native state. That notion was disabused after our state's unofficial goodwill ambassador, Phil Kirk, gave a talk on North Carolina's wine industry. Who knew there were more than 200 wineries and 2,300 grape-bearing acres producing more than 1.1 million cases of wine each year? North Carolina is sparkling as a major player in wine production, generating some $1.97 billion a year in economic impact and 10,000 jobs. We have a vintage heritage, boasting the first cultivated grape grown in the United States. Mother's Vineyard in Manteo boasts the Scuppernong grapevine dating to 1524. The first commercial winery started in 1835, the Madoc Vineyard in Halifax County. And we were the leading wine-producing state in the nation early in the 20th century. Prohibition wiped out the industry. Our state was slow in repealing the ban, so we didn't rebound fast. But by 1972, Duplin Winery opened, the largest winery in North Carolina and the South. From about 20 wineries at the turn of this century, the industry has grown exponentially, both in numbers and importance. Our soil conditions and a growing season of 150 to 200 days make our climate ideal. Eastern North Carolina is the worldwide leader in growing the sweet muscadine grapes used in Scuppernong, Sangria, and Rosé wines. They love the hot, sandy coastal conditions. In the western sections, the European-style Vinifera grapes yield Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Shiraz, Chardonnay, and Viognier. And lest you believe the best wines come from the West Coast, North Carolina wines have affirmed a stellar reputation among connoisseurs, and they win ribbons in national competitions. I was thirsty to learn why almost 2 million tourists a year come to sample and buy our wines. Looking at the map, you figure out it'd take the better part of a year to visit all 200, but as a first taste, we decided to sample wineries in the Yadkin Valley. And we're fortunate to have experienced guides, our son and daughter-in-law, choose three from among the 48 in that region. Jones Von Drail was picked because of their focus on classic European, especially French-style wines, Raffaldini Vineyards for their Tuscan influence of wines, and Sheltered Vineyards, the largest family-owned estate winery in our state. Each had acres and acres of vineyards, inviting tourist centers for tasting, along with entertainment venues. By the way, you can go to ncwine.org to learn more about the many other outstanding wineries from all sections of our state. Then go see them for yourself. It was quite an experience being offered taste from the wines each produced, enabling us to make side-by-side comparisons and decide which most pleased our palates. We learned a lot and had wonderful experience, capped off by a concert from North Carolina's premier show band, The Embers. You won't be surprised we left with many bottles to enjoy back home. I admit I never appreciated the significance and importance of the spirit industry in our state. In addition to being 11th in the nation in wine production, we now have some 77 distilleries, that's second in the South, and 320 craft breweries and brew pubs, that's the largest number in the South. Our growing reputation is attracting tourists from all over. Not only do these wineries directly employ people, but they impact a number of other businesses, including real estate, insurance, advertising, marketing, shipping, equipment distributors, boxing, bottling, and labeling firms. There's so many wonderful things to see and do in our state, and this weekend reaffirmed my belief we live in the best state in the nation. So as we approach our nation's birthday, we recognize our state has many challenges, but we also have much for which to be thankful and proud. Pardon all the bad puns, but North Carolina is a great state.